Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos. 1 Thessalonians 4 says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. In this podcast, I chat to all sorts of normal Christians, asking them just how they live their quiet lives and how they integrate their faith into their daily lives. I hope that by listening, you will be encouraged to go out and live your own quiet life to the glory of God. You can find the episode show notes, the Quiet Life blog, and other resources at ruthamos.com.au. That's ruthamos.com.au. Now let's get on with the show. Hello, I'm Ruth. Great to have you here on A Quiet Life. This is a special, different episode. It's episode 52, and it's a new thing. And it is the first of the recordings of the audiobook of My Year of Saying No. So I have recorded the foreword and the first, I guess you'd call it chapter, of the book. It's a bit of a intro. This is what you expect from the book and that sort of thing. So yeah, how exciting to be putting out a recording of my audiobook. I've had to think about all sorts of things, how fast to speak and what sort of breaks I want and whether my voice is just too croaky to do it. And yeah, it's a little bit scary, a little bit exciting, and I hope that you enjoy it. And as I said last week, these audiobook recordings will be coming to you once a fortnight as I try and get the audiobook together, and then I'll put it all together and put it out as an audiobook. And then in between that, you'll be having just our regular normal interviews. So, episode 52, Wednesday the 5th of February, and as I looked at the stats today, I found out that this podcast has had 5,000 downloads. So we've cracked the 5,000 mark, 5,024 today, which is really exciting. That's really very cool. So thank you for downloading and listening. It's also, if you do the maths, just a little less than 100 per episode. So I think it's worth listening to. If you're here, you probably think it's worth listening to too. I think getting people's stories out is an excellent thing to do. And if you agree with me, I would love you to tell someone about it, because that's the only way we get more people to listen to the podcast. So anyway, we've cracked the 5,000. That's very exciting. This week in my life, we're back to routine. Moz is back to school. I've just been looking at all the back to school photos on Facebook, which is really cool. I don't take one because he's a teacher, but he definitely wears a different costume for his Mr. Amos days than he wears for his summer holiday days. So he's back in suit and tie, and he's not real thrilled about that, but he has the most amazing collection of ties. Anyway, that's by the by. He's back to school. We're back in routine, and I'm trying a new quiet time routine. So what I'm trying to do is listen to the Bible. I'm using Daily Audio Bible at the moment. So I listen to the Bible as I walk to the beach, which means I get a walk in as well as a Bible reading in. And then I sit at the beach and have a decaf coffee and write in my journal, and then listen to the Bible, whatever's left on the daily readings, and walk back and pray as I walk. So it's been really, really nice so far, but I have the feeling that we might hit a bit of a road hump as we go. Is that the right word? Road hump? Roadblock? Road bump? Hole in the road? Anyway, as we head into winter here and the mornings are dark and cold and the rain is blowing sideways, then I think I might be driving to the gym and listening to the Bible as I walk on the treadmill, and then holing up somewhere for a nice warm coffee to warm me up afterwards. But you know, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, so far it's been absolutely delightful. The weather this morning was beautiful. The clouds were amazing. I love looking at the different clouds that we get with, you know, it was like stripes of cloud this morning with sunlight bursting through, and it's just beautiful. And I don't know whether this is good for quiet time or not, but I got to say hello to Cammie and to Pip and to Helen and to a couple of other people, like waved at them from a distance. So anyway, that's all right. I still got to pray and have that time with the Lord. So as well as that, you know, when we're talking new routine, I just want to put a quick ad for Creative Space at St. Luke's in Taruna. So that's our Tuesday afternoon writing time from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So if you're in Hobart and you're a writer and you want to block some time out to write, come and join us at St. Luke's on Tuesday afternoons. And also, if that time doesn't suit you and you or you'd like to do some more, I'm always there at Kingston Beach Thursdays 9:30 having a coffee and a write. And you are welcome to join me there too. So just thought I'd throw in a bit of an ad. Now, if you read my blog, you will see that my last blog post was that I'm having a break and a rethink, and I'm excited. I'm thinking about what new thing I can do this year for the blog, and it probably won't come back to the same WordPress account. So if you've signed up through WordPress to receive the A Quiet Life blog, you may not see it ever again because I want things to go through my ruthamos.com.au website instead. So you can sign up through WordPress to get blogs from ruthamos.com.au, or you can sign up at ruthamos.com.au to get a newsletter, email newsletter, into your inbox. And if you do that, get that email newsletter, you will be the first to find out about the new thing. I'm being deliberately vague, because I don't know what the new thing really will look like yet, but I am getting very excited about it, writing lots of different mind maps and brainstorming and thinking about things. But you could help me by being part of that process if you write to Ruth at ruthamos.com.au and say, Ruth, I think you really need to write about time management more. I think I'd really like to learn about how to find out what God wants me to do with my life, or I think I would like to learn about money management, or you know, those sort of things. What do you think you need? Do you need a new devotion book? Do you need a see? I'm letting all these hints out, you can hear it, can't you? But anyway, write to me and tell me what you need at ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Facebook, or tweet me at A Quiet Life is my Twitter handle. I would love to hear from you. Anyway, that's enough of all the advertising today. It's an advertising day. Ridiculous. And I'm just going to let you hear the first chapter of my year of saying no. My year of saying no. Lessons I learned about saying no, saying yes, and Bringing Some Balance to My Life by Ruth Amos. Foreword. January 2017. I knew things had to change. I started the year exhausted and in an uncertain job situation as a sessional staff member at a university, and I was ready to move on. I'd spent a bit more than a year working on my health, and that was now in a good place, but the exhaustion remained. Something had to change. I was trying to pack too much into my life, and for all the wrong reasons. I designated 2017 as the year of saying no to everything and began to research what that meant. I learned many lessons and I wanted to put them all together in one place. I learned about how and when and why to say no to things people ask you to do or things you put on your own to-do list because you think you should. I've learned about why we feel overwhelmed, about busyness and putting space into our lives, about how to decide what's important and what is not. I've shared these lessons on my blog, aquietlifeblog.wordpress.com. And this book is a collation of the blog posts with a bit of extra content coming from the lessons learned in this year and the insightful comments from my readers. I hope that this can be helpful to you as well, as we all try to live simpler, more peaceful lives. Where I started. My biggest temptation when writing this book was to list all the things I was doing at the beginning of my saying no process, so that you would recognise just how busy I was. I wanted to list my job, my home duties, the care I was taking of various people. I wanted you to see that I was superwoman, that I had it all, that I was trying to do it all, that there was good reason for my near mental breakdown, for my near burnout. I wanted to justify to you my need to say no, like it was some sort of competition. I'm so much busier than you are. When I go to work, I have to walk 16 miles through the snow, barefoot, uphill, both ways, and so on. Of course, the risk was that listing all my jobs would make you say, "Is that all? I have twice as much to get through as her. What is she whinging about? Talk about first world problems." One of the things I've learned this year is that I don't need to justify to anyone why I have to say no. Each one of us is different, and our ability to cope is different, and the list of things we need to do or not to do is also different. There really is no way to compare, and the act of comparison is detrimental to everyone. I don't need to justify anything. I really did need to start saying no, though. Here's a quote from my journal at the end of 2016. I am still deeply emotionally fatigued. I am having trouble making decisions or forcing myself to do things that I don't really want to do. I am feeling ready to have whole days alone right now. And yet, I've booked coffees for the next 3 days, and I need more bookings to have coffee with more people. I think it's possible that one coffee a day with someone won't wreck me, but it's hard to tell when you're bone weary. All I want to do is sit in bed and read and write and look out at the rain. I'd love to write a blog post, but I don't have the energy. I really want to write my novel, but no energy. I want to clean the kitchen and get groceries and do office paperwork and so on. But all I really want to do is sit here in bed and write and read and sleep. That was a journal entry in the middle of my holidays. You can hear that I needed more of a break, but I wasn't allowing myself to have it. Whatever it was that I was filling my time with, it was too much for me. Things were out of whack and I knew it. I needed to learn how to say no. Tiredness was something I knew very well. Bone weariness was my old friend. I am now in my 40s, and I decided at the end of 2015 that I needed to improve my health to get rid of this overwhelming tiredness. I guess that was the 2016 project. I worked on my diet, trying to find intolerances that would mean I wasn't getting the correct nutritional value from my food. That helped a bit. I found some things that were doing me damage, and I eliminated them from my diet. I also cut down on sugar dramatically, changing my tastes so that I didn't crave the sugar in the coffee, the sugary treats, the constant sweets to get me through the day. That changed things too. The ups and downs of blood sugar were evened out, and I wasn't getting the mid-afternoon crashes that I had before. I dealt with some women's issues and sorted them and got rid of the monthly energy crisis that was being caused by them. That was great. I cannot say how much better I feel from that. Then I went to the doctor to investigate a constantly ticking eye and severe fatigue and found that I had Graves' disease, an overactive thyroid. Treatment for that meant that my legs no longer felt like they were made of concrete, that it was actually possible to get the energy to do things again. It was incredible the change it made. If you're feeling bone weary, get your thyroid checked. It could really help. But after all that, I still felt tired. It became embarrassing to go and see my thyroid specialist. She would say each time, "How are you feeling?" And I would say, "Tired, so tired." And she would say, "Well, your hormone levels are great, so it's not the thyroid." And I would think, "Damn." It's not that I wanted to be sick, but it was great to be able to blame the thyroid for the tiredness, to blame something out of my control, outside of myself, to be able to take a pill and feel better. But now I was taking the pill and still feeling bad. I knew that the change in my life had to come from me. I had to simplify my life. I had to build in some free space. I had to figure out what it was I wanted to spend my limited energy on. I had to make some difficult decisions. I had to learn how to say no. How about you? Are you feeling the same way? Feeling the constant overload, the constant pull and tug to do the things you know you should do? Feeling that all the things on your list are completely overwhelming? I hope that what is written in this book will go some way to helping you overcome these feelings. And I also suggest that you go and visit your friendly GP. It might just make a huge difference. Of course, my other big temptation when writing this is to pretend that I know what I'm doing, that I've put all I've learned into practice, and that now my life is perfect, that I don't have problems with saying no anymore, that my life is in balance, and if you just follow my 10 steps, then your life will be in balance too. I can't say I've got it right yet. I'm trying, and I'm getting things more in order, but there's so much more to do, more growing to go through. That's life though, isn't it? You keep learning until you die. I intend to keep learning and growing until I die. So all I'm trying to do here is pass on some lessons I've learned in the past year or so, in the hope that they will be helpful to someone else. Actually, what I'm trying to do here is put into one place what I've learned from my own life and from many different places. I told my students when I lectured chemistry at a university level that the best way to learn something well is to teach it to someone else. It's true, but it also helped me get through my own workload when the students did some of it themselves. So by writing all these lessons down for you, I hope to learn them more thoroughly myself. I hope I help me, and I hope I help you. So that was the first chapter of my year of saying no. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's interesting. I hope that you look forward to hearing what comes next. I want to let you know you can buy the ebook, and I'll put the link to that in the show notes, and paperback as well. So link to that is in the show notes. So if you really can't bear to wait for the audio recording, you can read the thing yourself. I want to say a special thanks to Catherine Joy from Joy Music House for the music for this podcast, and remind you to head to ruthamos.com.au, sign up to my newsletter, that would be fantastic, and I will chat to you again with an interview with Katrina next week.